The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the field for exciting gridiron action. And now here's the voice of Irish football, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
And a pleasant good evening to you football fans wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps tonight you're joining us by way of the internet. Along with my broadcast partner Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another night of DeSales High School football on your home for Irish Radio. Irish Radio is presented by our good friend Charlie Conan at Conan Rod Products, that has satisfied the Valley's rock and gravel needs for half a century. Part by helping to beautify the Walla Walla Valley with decorative rocks and boulders. Conan Rock Products, its phone number is 541-938-6856, and its address is 81890 Cows Creek Road in Milton Freewater. Our pregame show is presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Dave Conan at Concrete Industries, 512 North 13th Avenue in Walla Walla. Call 525-9143 or send an email to Dave at ConcreteIndustries.com for all your concrete queries. And tonight we're coming to you from Mapton, Washington, a bit of a culture shock when you consider, Steve, that this is the first time that DeSales has played away from Ty Baffney Field since September the 12th.
Yeah, I know. I'm having to sit in the bleachers. That's a different feeling, but it's a pretty venue. I like the fact they still got the old high school here. It's a beautiful night for football. I mean, they're in a new high school, but they're old high school's right here in next to the field. It's pretty cool. So it's going to be a busy night, and we'll have some fun. How about that?
Our touchdowns are presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Greg Tompkins at Tompkins Appliance. They have been specializing in parts, service, and repairs since 1966. Call 529-3185 or go to www.tompkinsappliance.com for more information. Tompkins Appliance is located at 270 East Boeing Avenue at the Walla Walla Regional Airport. And our kickoffs will be presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Lynn Irish Clark at Farmers Insurance, 511 West Main Street in Walla Walla. Farmers gets you back where you belong. The sidelines will be sponsored by our good friend and DeSales alum Donnie Biaggi at Biaggi Appraisal Services, 1066 Biaggi Lane in Walla Walla. Call 509-570-6670 or send an email to DonnieBiaggi@yahoo.com for all appraisal service questions. And our two-point conversions will be presented by our friends and DeSales alumni at Chase Electric, 989 South Campbell Road in Walla Walla. Its phone number is 509-529-5071. And our first downs will be presented by our good friend and DeSales booster Hank Warden at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Hank a call at 509-240-3948. Steve?
Yeah, and tonight's going to be a night of those that have and have not, but the have-nots are the ones that like to come up and get you. And if we don't play this game 100%, they will come and get us. They are 1-5, and we are 6-0. And we're one of four teams in the state of Washington and 1B that is 4-0, or 6-0, excuse me. And we'll go over that list later on in the game.
Our quarters will be presented by the Campos family at ACO Janitorial Services, commercial and residential. They specialize in carpet, tile, and window cleaning. ACO will be there when you move out or in. Licensed and insured and offering free estimates, ACO Janitorial Services, 509-200-3700 and acojanitorial12@gmail.com. ACO Janitorial Services, loyalty and respect towards our neighbor enriches our spirit. And our scoreboard mentions tonight will be presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Kevin Minyagi at Minyagi Hauling Services. Need a haul? Give Kevin a call at 509-301-3333. 3-1. We're also blessed to have these halftime sponsors for our DeSales football broadcast. Our halftime report tonight will be presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. Athletic Director's Update this evening will be presented by the local Knights of Columbus, Michael Floor Council, number 766 in Walla Walla. And halftime statistics will be presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company. During our postgame show tonight, will be presented by our good friends Adam Edwards and DeSales alum Dave Ron at Harold's Power Back. Eric Kimball, CPA, will be sponsoring our Player of the Game segment. And last but certainly not least, our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company will sponsor our final statistics of this evening. During the course of our Concrete Industries pregame show tonight, we will be featuring that starting lineups presented by Todd Kimball. Also a Tom's Yard Care Coach's Corner interview with the DeSales head coach Josh Richard. But coming up next, a Walla Walla OMS player profile interview with the DeSales' Nick Quaddle. We'll have that conversation for you when the Concrete Industries pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Irish Radio, everyone. Presented by Conan Rock Products, I'm Roy Elia. And the Concrete Industries pregame show continues with the player profile. It's presented by our good friends Dr. Antonio Casso and Dr. Cecil Ash at Walla Walla Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery. Walla Walla OMS is located at 312 South 3rd Avenue. And we are delighted to be joined this week by Nick Quaddle, a junior member of the DeSales High School football team that goes into play this weekend with an undefeated record. And Nick, been a great season so far. How have things been from your standpoint?
It's been great. Just getting with the guys every single day. Just continuing to work hard. And it's not been easy, but like sustaining the consistency of being a team, but getting into the group together has been like really fun. So, but we understand like that the mission's not done yet, so we just got to continue to work hard until we want to accomplish what we want to achieve.
And it's been a very interesting last couple of weeks for you and Santiago Saldana with the injuries that have adversely affected the ball club. But it seems that in the two games against Liberty and last weekend against Sunnyside Christian, you guys stepped up pretty well.
Yeah, about that. Hudson and Allen were big misses, but we believe me and Sandy believe that we could step up, and I believe we've done some great scenes and there's some stuff that we need to get better at. But again, like he hasn't really, but at the same time, like we have rarely gotten on the field. So, like it's just a matter of like trusting each other, helping each other up and not building each other down. But when everything goes wrong, we just say where our apologies were and we just move on to the next play. But I think me and him and I stepped up a lot in these last 2 weeks.
And the things that you have to work on, does it have to do with technique, getting more repetitions, what?
Probably repetition and most of probably communication. We haven't really like worked together as a group a lot this year because like we usually like the second strings, but like these last 2 weeks have been really like big for us because we know like where our position will be for next year. So but we're focused on this year, and we've just been getting together during school every day, just talking about what we need to do for this week and what we need to do from here on out.
and the upcoming contest, pending any possible changes at the end of the week. We'll be on the road, going to be somewhat unfamiliar territory in light of the fact that the Irish have not played away from Tibafni Field since early September, but they will have an opportunity to go on the road this Friday and take on the Mabton Vikings.
Mabton's another one of those teams where USIS don't focus on what's ahead next. USIS focus on the opponent for this week, and they have some really athletic guys at the quarterback position, so we're going to need to focus this week on SIS containment and then communication and then not slacking at practices.
And historically, the Irish and the Vikings, a couple of good games in the late 2010s. Mabton winning a couple of matchups at Tibafni Field. They won in 2016 by a score of 18-13, and then won in overtime in a 2018 matchup. And sandwiched in between was a 26-8 DeSales victory at Mabton. The last meeting between the two teams a season ago, the Irish put up 70-plus points in that contest, but that was last year. And of course, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of talk and so forth about, oh, this being a trap game with Liberty Christian on the horizon, but you just need to block that out, I guess, and just take care of what you need to take care of this week.
That's been the main focus for us this week, is to not look ahead Liberty and focus on this week. And I think the last couple of years we've been focused on one game and one game only. I think this group has really been really good on focusing on each opponent every week. And I think Matt, we just need to focus on who we're playing this week. And Mapton's gonna, if we don't, it's going to be the same thing for Science Side if we just don't take notice of every team, because I've taken notice on every opponent we've had all season, and I'm not going to stop that against Mabton. So.
Now, the Quaddle name is familiar in the folklore of DeSales High School. Are you familiar with any other Quaddles that have participated in athletics at DeSales?
But besides my sister, who went to DeSales and graduated 2 years ago, after that, I have not. But I'm related to the Kimballs, and my uncle Todd went here, my mom went here, both my uncles went here, my cousins went here, so I just try to live on with the last name Kimball name, and just representing the name as best as I can and play as hard as best I can.
Well, that sounds like a deal, and we very much look forward to that hard play and that working your tail off type of mentality the rest of this 2025 season. And we certainly want to thank Nick Quaddle for joining us for our player profile segment this week. It was presented by our good friends Dr. Antonio Caso and Dr. Cecil Ash at Walla Walla Oral and Maxillo Facial Surgery. Walla Walla OMS is located at 312 South 3rd Avenue. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Concrete Industries pregame show continues after a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community. In print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Welcome back to Irish Radio, everyone. Presented by Conan Rock Products, I'm Roy Elia. And the Concrete Industries pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Tom Richard at Tom's Yard Care, a certified professional landscape maintenance company that has served the Walla Walla Valley for over two decades. Call 520-5457 for mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and commercial snow plowing services. And head coach Josh Richard, last Friday night at Ty Baffney Field, the DeSales Irish defeat the Sunnyside Christian Knights by a final count of 54-18. But boy, in the early going, Sunnyside Christian was tremendously impressive, scoring on its first two series, DeSales 16, Sunnyside Christian 12, at the end of what was a very entertaining first quarter.
Yeah, Sunnyside came out real strong. They recovered that onside kick to start the game off with, and then they went down the field and scored on us, and that's not something that has happened to us too often. Liberty Spangle did that to us, but other than that, hasn't happened too often, so that was a bit of an unexpected deficit we found ourselves in early, but we came back on our first possession and got big play in the passing game to Jason, and then punched it in to take the lead. And then Sunnyside went back down and scored, and definitely found ourselves in a little bit different ball game than we expected. Didn't have a lot of film on Sunnyside, so we weren't entirely sure what we're going to find out or what we're going to see. But, you know, give them a ton of credit. They came out, they played real hard. The their line blocked well, and the Smink kid, he's a really good athlete that ran around on us a little bit, and it took us about a quarter to kind of adjust. So, which in all is probably a good thing for us.
And once the adjustments were made, the Irish were able to establish separation to the tune of a 22-0 second quarter. Irish go into the halftime locker room up 38-12.
Yeah, that second quarter, we finally got some things, got things figured out on defense, and offensively, we were able to get three scores in there, which going into the half was a big deal because they were getting the ball at halftime. So if we can, we try to end things positively going into halftime. When we did, we ran a nice little two-minute drill at the end of the second half, and we were able to go in there with a nice second quarter.
Indeed, and a couple of milestones for your junior quarterback, Cohen Wood. Now has surpassed 200 completions and 4,000 yards for his career. And what a night for Jason Guest. Big time struggles in the beginning, but he ends up with 5 receptions for roughly a buck and a half.
Yeah, Cohen's been throwing the ball really well this year, past couple years. Last couple games haven't been his best as far as completion percentage goes, and I think he'll be the first one to say that, but he's made some big-time throws over his 3 years, and he's really doing well. And you know, I've mentioned it in other, at other times. He worked hard in the summer to become a better quarterback, and it's definitely showing. And his threat to run is a big factor there. And he's got three really good receivers to throw to, and then Dominic Fazari's been catching the ball well at tight end too. So getting those guys the ball in space, he's been doing a good job of that. And yeah, Jason, like you said, he had a couple drops early, but he made some catches, and he's a pretty fast one. So if he can break loose, it's usually a real big play for us.
I was going to say, he is so fun to watch when he's in the open field.
He does a good job of making the first guy miss usually, and he's a little more physical runner than you'd expect. He's not the biggest kid, but he refuses to go down. And the other thing that happens is his fellow receivers block for him really well when he gets the ball. Malachi Raymond, for one, is extremely good physical blocker at the receiver spot, and that's something we haven't had in a while. So yeah, it's like I said, between Malachi, Jason, and Maddox, that receiving core is pretty dangerous when they get the ball in their hands.
This week, the Irish will be going on the road. A bit of a culture shock when you consider that this will be DeSales' first game away from Ty Baffney Field since the middle of September. And the Mapton Vikings will be providing the opposition.
Yeah, it's we've been kind of spoiled with our schedule this last month. That's kind of the way things played out for us this year schedule-wise, but yeah, we got to kind of get reacclimated to the car rides and leaving early and going to an unfamiliar school. None of our kids have played there. I would venture to guess maybe only one of them has ever even been there. That would have been Alan as maybe a water boy. And so, but regardless, we got to respond to the atmosphere. We can only control certain things, and one of the things we can control is how we respond, and we'll see what Mapton has to offer us.
In fact, this will be the first trip to Mapton for the DeSales football team since a 26-8 win in 2017.
That feels like a really long time ago for sure. It'll be, and Mapton, from what we can tell on film, is very similar in what they've been what they were trying to do back then. They usually have a pretty good athlete at quarterback, and it takes a good effort to make sure we contain him. And yeah, we'll just hopefully get back on the winning track up in Mapton. We played them last year here and it went well, so hopefully we can go up there and play well.
Now, the health of the football team going into the contest, it's been kind of a topsy-turvy thing, if you will. Hudson Hall being out, Alan Campos being out. Now, Mateo has been sidelined as well. So it's kind of a revolving door of sorts, but you're just hopeful and optimistic that they won't be gone for too much longer.
Yeah, losing two upperclassmen linemen like Allen and Hudson is going to be a big deal for pretty much any program, and it was for us. Fortunately, though, Santi and Nick stepped up in their roles and kind of held things down for us pretty well. Excuse me. Santi, I don't think he had any bad snaps at center in his two starts, which is awesome. And then Nick did pretty well when he was in there. We were able to get Allen back in the game some Friday in a limited capacity, but turned out he came out of it pretty well, it sounds like. And Hudson seems to be progressing well. And expect him to be playing some this Friday. And then Mateo, not entirely sure on him yet, but the main thing is just keeping him healthy for the playoff push here.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Tom Richard at Tom's Yard Care, a certified professional landscape maintenance company that has served the Walla Walla Valley for over two decades. Call 520-5457 for mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and commercial snow plowing services. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Concrete Industries pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And welcome back to Keith Morris Athletic Fields in Mapton, along with Steve Taylor. I'm Roy Elia, continuing our Concrete Industries pregame show with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer, and DeSales alum Todd Kimball. The next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineups for the DeSales Irish, as announced by head coach Josh Richard. On offense, first of all, Cohen Wood will start at quarterback, 6 feet tall, 175 pounds, and a junior. At running back, Caleb Bingham, 6 feet, 2 inches tall, 185 pounds, and a junior. Starting wide receivers, Jason Guest, 5 feet, 9 inches tall, 145 pounds, and a senior. And Malachi Raymond, 6 feet, 2 inches tall, 170 pounds, and a junior. Starting tight end will be Dominic Fazzari, 6 feet tall, 170 pounds, and a sophomore. Starting up front for the Irish offensively, Hudson Hall, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 250 pounds and a junior. Alan Campo, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 200 pounds and a senior. And last but certainly not least, Manning Filan. Manning is 6 feet tall, 190 pounds and a senior. The starting defense for the DeSales Irish, the defensive ends, Dominic Fazzari, 6 feet tall, 160 and a sophomore. Ben Garcia, 5 feet 10 inches tall, 175 pounds and a junior. Defensive tackles, Manning Filan, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds and a senior. Hudson Hall, 6'2", 250 and a junior. Middle linebacker, Caleb Bingham, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 185 pounds and a junior. Starting cornerbacks, Tice Wood, 5 feet 9 inches tall, 135 pounds and a freshman. And Maddox Filan, 5 feet 8 inches tall, 155 pounds and a senior. Rounding out the DeSales starting defense, at safety, Jason Guest, 5'9", 145 and a senior. Those are the starting lineups for the DeSales Irish on both offense and defense, and they were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer, and DeSales alum Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. We are going to pause for a couple of minutes and be right back to Mapton, Washington. So our Concrete Industries pregame show continues after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisor Nick Lyons can help you create personalized strategies to reach your goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Lyons Investment Planning at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And back once again in Mapton, Washington at the Keith Morris Athletic Fields, along with Steve Taylor. I'm Roy Elia. They are going to be doing the national anthem now, so we are going to take another commercial break and be right back to Mapton, Washington. We'll be back in 2 minutes on our Concrete Industries pregame show. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And that's going to do it for our pregame show from Mapton, Washington. It was presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Dave Conan at Concrete Industries, 512 North 13th Avenue in Walla Walla. Call 525-9143 or send an email to dave@concreteindustries.com for all your concrete queries. The captain's meeting in the center of the field. We're going to be starting a little bit tardy this evening, a little bit later than the scheduled 7 o'clock kickoff. It is senior night here in Mapton. They had a very nice pregame ceremony, and in just a few moments, we will have this 8-man football game between the DeSales Irish and the Mapton Vikings. And in just a few moments, our first quarter, it will be presented by ACO Janitorial Services. And in mere moments, we will have our first Farmers Insurance kickoff of the night, Steve.
Yeah, and this is going to be one of those games where they're getting used to cold hands and all that kind of stuff, so passes are going to be a little bit suspect tonight. They'll get used to that, and they'll start wearing gloves and doing all that kind of stuff. And just a random notice there is, they have more cheerleaders than they have football players.
That's true. Mapton suiting up 9 players for this football game. A couple of weeks ago, they were scheduled to play Liberty Christian, but that game was canceled because only 6 players were eligible, Steve.
Oh, that's a shame. I mean, the kids deserve a full season, and they've worked hard. So, yeah, and there, just so we know, there's 11 cheerleaders. That's interesting math. I like it.
So the Irish won the toss. They elect to defer. They will be going from right to left in the first quarter, Steve.
Yep, and then the wind is starting to die down, so I think it might become a non-issue. But like I said, cold hands do have it, and the poor Vikings with only 9 players, I mean, they only got 1 sub, so it's going to be interesting. I hope they don't do the light flashes during the game.
I was going to say, if they do, we could be in for a very interesting night here.
Yeah, we could play some disco music and really get into it.
Well, earlier they had some good music, let me tell you. I mean, we're talking Welcome to the Jungle. We're talking Enter Sandman. This place was rocking and rolling earlier, and there is a nice Friday evening gathering here for this 8-man football game between the DeSales Irish and Mapton Vikings. As we look across the way, a few folks making the 90-minute trek from Walla Walla to support their undefeated football team. And, Steve, some very interesting rankings that we talked about on the way up here, right?
Yeah, we talked about the rankings, and they're a little bit wonky because of who we played and all that. But the bottom line is there's only four teams left undefeated, and that's Wakayakum, Pomeroy, I think somebody's heard of those, and Liberty Christian and DeSales. So there's only four left, so let's keep that going and let's take it into next week. But we got to take care of this game first.
Sales Irish in mere moments will be kicking off. Again, we are starting a bit tardy here tonight. Going to be kicking this one off at 7:05 on what is a lovely, lovely evening here in the Lower Valley, Steve.
Yeah, and if you don't look at your clock, then it's just on time. It's perfect. I didn't look at my clock. It was perfect.
Alan Campos kicking off for the Irish. Officials' whistle has sounded. The lines are set. And this contest is underway. A high end-over-end kick. It's going to land inside the 25-yard line. Going to be muffed at the 20-yard line and recovered at the 18-yard line by the Mapton Vikings. A nice little kick that time on the part of Alan Campos, Steve.
Yeah, they did a good job. He didn't overkick the coverage. The coverage was right there. Of course, it didn't help that it didn't help the Vikings to have that little bit of a bobble. But imagine you when you got 24 people that you're looking at coming your way. It seems like
George Martinez recovered that kick for Mapton. The Vikings will start their first series of the contest at their 20-yard line, first down and 10 yards to go. Jerry Carrion is the starting quarterback. He's in the shotgun formation, receiver to the near side. And an inside handoff is going to gain a yard or two, but not much more than that. Some good defense on the part of the Irish, Steve.
Yeah, the whole side of the right side over there just gang tackled him and was able to get him down. I can't even give you a number of there were so many white shirts on that. We're sure there was only eight out there?
That is true. George Martinez with the carry. He advances just across the 20-yard line. We'll be nice and give him a yard on the play. Second down and a long nine to go for the Vikings. Wide side of the field to the right. Similar formation to what they had just a few moments ago. Again, carry on in the shotgun formation. A single setback in the backfield. Signals called. Long count. Claps the hands. And he's going to hand it off to Martinez going around the far side. And Martinez is going to break one tackle, but the Irish, some nice gang tackling on that far side, will limit the advance to a yard or two, Steve.
Yeah, and they did a good job again. I'm not sure if they didn't just get back to the original line of scrimmage, but they did a really good job of stringing that out east to west. I don't know which way the field faces, but side to side, and they did a great job on that. So I think we might have Hudson Hall back, and that might help.
No gain on the play. Third down and a long nine for Mapton just across its 20-yard line. High snap to carry on, but he brings it in. He's going to roll to the near side. He's got an Irish player after him, Dominic Fazari. He gets away from Fazari, but he's not going to get away from a couple of other Irish along the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline at near side. Caleb Bingham there for the defense along with Jason Guest and a loss on the play back inside the Vikings' 15-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, and Hudson Hall was there also. And the Dominic Fazari part of that play can't be overlooked because he's the one that kind of slowed him up and tripped him up, kept him from gaining anything.
The Irish with their 24th sack of the season. Going to bring up fourth down and 17 yards to go for the Vikings at their 13-yard line. And the kick is away. Pretty good punt. Going to take a bounce at the 35-yard line, taken by Jason Guest at the 36, far side 30. Jason breaks a tackle inside the 25, far side 20, and he is inside the 15, is going to be tackled at or around the 13-yard line in Vikings territory. A nice return, an outstanding return on the part of Jason Guest. The kick was good for 23 yards, and the return was good for as much, Steve.
Yeah, and I think Carrion was part of that tackle, did a good job on that, but that was a great run by Jason Guest, and we able to carry on, kept it from scoring six, that's for sure.
First and 10 for DeSales. The ball is spotted at the Mapton 13-yard line, wide side of the field to the left, two receivers out to the left, Raymond on the outside, and a low snap from center. Wood picks it up, Pass to the near side is overthrown and incomplete. That time the snap dribbled back, literally dribbled back to Cohen Wood, who was set up in the shotgun formation, and his pass to the near side, incomplete, Steve.
Yeah, maybe that was a hike to the shoe tops. That was what the intended play was. Can we go with that?
Well, if it had worked for a touchdown, I wouldn't have minded it one bit.
Yeah, that was just a little bit over. And like I said, it's cold, so the ball's going to travel different. Hands are cold. It's they got to get used to the sensation.
This time, two receivers to the right. Raymond on the outside, Guest on the inside, and Wood is going to keep it himself. Gets away from two Vikings. Here to the near side he comes. He is inside the five. Going to twist away from a man and get into the end zone, I believe, or was he stopped just short? He was stopped short, knocked out of bounds on the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline near side at the Vikings' one-yard line. A 12-yard rush and an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down for the Irish, Steve.
Yeah, it looked like forward progress had been stopped, and that's what the ruling was, and I didn't just disagree with that at all. That was a good call by the line judge.
First down, goal to go for the Irish. Ball at the one-yard line of the Vikings. Wood under center, takes the snap, hands it off to Bingham, and Bingham goes into the end zone for a Tompkins Appliance touchdown with 8 minutes and 53 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter. DeSales 6, Mapton no score, Steve.
Yeah, Bingham did a great job on that. Just took the ball, put it, wrapped it up like he should, and protected it and blasted through the line of scrimmage. And, you know, Caleb Bingham has done a great job of that all year long, so keep doing it, Caleb. You're doing it just right.
Cohen Wood tonight wearing number 2. Caleb Bingham wearing number 34. He wore number 34 late in that game last week because his number 33 jersey was torn. Now the Chase Electric two-point conversion try. Wood under center again. Long count. Hands it off to Bingham. Runs over a man, but he is going to be stopped short of the goal line. Stopped about a yard short. Some good defense on the part of the Vikings to deny the Irish the Chase Electric two-point conversion. And with 8:53 remaining in the first quarter, DeSales 6, Mapton no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
My name is Father Leo Paddling Hug. I host an international food and faith movement called Plating Grace. It's for everybody because last time I checked, everybody eats. When you taste this, this is going to be a religious experience for you people. I want to feed you.
Father Leo Paddling Hug is coming to Walla Walla's Assumption Parish for a 3-day mission on November 8th, 9th, and 10th. Stay tuned for more information.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Irish on the board with 8:53 remaining in the first quarter. Welcome back to Mapton along with Steve Taylor. I'm Roy Eliah. Farmers Insurance kickoff, Alan Campos. Little chip shot to the far side. It is inside the 30. Going to roll out of bounds on the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline far side at the Mapton 25-yard line. I think it was a pretty good idea, Steve, but unfortunately the ball had just a bit too much bounce and a bit too much revolution.
Yeah, I think what they were trying to do was they could have passed the 10-yard rule and they could have possessed the ball. They couldn't advance it, but they could possess it. And the ball just went out of bounds before the runners got there, but they almost had it. So they got to work on that a little bit, but they almost had it.
Caleb Bingham just moments ago scoring his fourth rushing touchdown of the season. Came into the game with 54 rushes for 500 yards. Now standing at 501 and hopefully counting. First and 10 for Mapton at its 35-yard line. Carrion takes the snap, going to hand it off, and Hudson Hall reads the play beautifully, forces a fumble. It is loose and around the 20-yard line, and DeSales, I believe, has come up with the ball. They have!
Yeah, Hudson Hall just manhandled.
My goodness.
It. That was amazing. He just manhandled him and was able to jar that ball loose. So, welcome back, Hudson Hall.
Hamiz Kua was the ball carrier, and he was smothered by Hudson Hall, forced the fumble, and the ball recovered by the Irish at the Mampton 20-yard line. Big, big loss on the play, and the Irish starting on the short field as they did a moment ago when they went 13 yards in three plays. Play action fake, Wood to pass. Pass to the near side. Receiver open. Guest is there, and Guest has it for an Edward Jones hammering Hank Wharton first down. A Tompkins appliance touchdown. 20 yards on that strike, Steve.
Yeah, nobody came to dinner?
Guest, who's coming to dinner? Yes,
I
indeed.
Did you forget?
Reservations for six for
there
Jason Guest and the Irish, and if they convert the Chase Electric two-point conversion, it'll be reservations for eight, my friends.
You can't forget to do that part.
Chase Electric two-point conversion on its way. Hopefully the Irish will be more successful than they were on their previous attempt. And Wood will pass. Pass far side. It is caught by Caleb Bingham, and Bingham dances into the end zone for the Chase Electric two-point conversion. So the Irish into the Premier Motors end zone for the second time in this ball game. 8:38 remaining in quarter number one. DeSales 14 and Mampton no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. The season has changed and so has our inventory. We have almost 150 new Toyotas both on the ground and arriving shortly. We also have over 80 used cars, trucks, and SUVs ranging from the under $10,000 starter car to the slightly used Toyota certified vehicle. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Farmers Insurance kickoff to the far side, recovered on the far side by Junior Ruiz of the Mapton Vikings. Another chip shot type kick on the part of Alan Campos, recovered very nicely indeed by Junior Ruiz, and he gives his team good field position, first and 10 at the Mapton 41-yard line, or make that the Mapton 36-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, and it looked like Guest got that. The lights aren't making it easy for me to read numbers, so I'm doing the best I can. But Ruiz did a good job of getting that ball to the ground so he didn't lose it. So, nice job.
Equal running room to either side. Receiver out to the right. And Carry On is going to hand it off. They try the play that they tried just a few moments ago. And Hudson Hall, one more time, swallows up the ball carrier. And this Kua had no chance whatsoever, and he is dumped for a big, big loss back inside the 30-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, and it's Hudson Hall's, but I think, missed the last couple of weeks playing, and he's trying to show it all in one game, I guess. But nice tackle on Hudson Hall's place, and again, he just manhandled that poor young man.
I'm Ms. Kua down on the turf. Injury timeout stops the clock with 8 minutes and 27 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter. Your Manyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 14, and Mampton no score, and that's great to see. Young man back up on his feet. Hopefully he is okay, Steve.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. We don't want anybody hurt.
Exactly. Especially when you take into account they only have 9 players suited up for this ball game.
Right, and whether they had 9 or 100, it didn't matter. We don't want anybody to get hurt. This is high school football, and I mean, yeah, you don't want to hurt at the pros or college either, but you kind of understand it a little bit more when there's 120 kids out.
So when play is resumed, it'll be second down and 19 yards to go for the Mapton Vikings back at their 27-yard line. And a substitution into the game for the Vikings. It is Adon Ochoa listed as a running back. Up come the Vikings to the line of scrimmage. Equal running room to either side once again. Receiver out to the right-hand side. And the clock will now roll. Carry on takes the snap waist high, looking to run. The Irish are after him, and Hall is after him. Rolls to the near side, going to be forced out of bounds on the near sideline by a hustling Dominic Vasari. Another sack for the DeSales defense, Steve.
Yeah, Hall and Bingham were chasing him, and then Vasari just came up and finished it and did a nice job. That's good gang tackles. Now we're going to have a timeout called by Mapton.
With 8:05 remaining in the first quarter, your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 14, Mapton no score, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again in Mapton at Keith Morris Athletic Fields, along with Steve Taylor. I'm Roy Eliah. 8 minutes, 5 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter of this 8-man football game. The DeSales Irish, 14. The Mapton Vikings, no score, Steve.
Yeah, and I'm out here with the crowd just to give the listeners a heads up. Roy and I aren't sitting side by side doing this. I'm out with the crowd, and Roy is up in the luxury box with his feet up, and I think it's warm in there even.
Third down, 30 yards to go for Mapton at its 16-yard line. Receiver out to the far side of the field, wide side of the field to the left. Carry on in the shotgun, sends a man in motion to the far side. It is Ruiz, an empty backfield now. Claps the hands, takes the snap, and he's going to give the ball to Martinez. Martinez goes around the far side, and he is going to be tackled by Mateo Jimenez. Welcome back, Mateo. And a big, big loss on the play back inside the 10-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, and if you would have reversed his run a little bit, Hudson Hall was running, had him just on the other hip. And so he was in trouble. That was a lot of meat running his direction. So he's lucky to get away with what he got.
At the moment, the Mapton Vikings, negative 52 yards rushing. That's domination, folks. The punting unit is on. Carry on gets the kick away. An end-over-end kick going to be taken. It's going to be muffed by Jason Guest. He picks the ball up at the 29-yard line. He's going to be tackled immediately on a magnificent defensive play, a magnificent special teams play on the part of Ruiz, Steve.
Yeah, Ruiz did a good job of covering that. He was right on the point of contact and did a good job. And Jason Guest is lucky that didn't go a different direction.
Oh, yeah.
But Mapton did an outstanding job of covering that. So,
but the Irish again in good field position. That kick just a few moments ago, good for 24 yards. Irish first and 10 at the Mapton 30-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left, receivers each way. Single set back in the backfield is Bingham behind the quarterback Wood, and he gets the handoff up the middle. Up the middle goes Caleb Bingham, breaks a tackle, struggles forward. Going to be very close to an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down. Maybe just a little bit short, Steve.
Yeah, but it was still a good run. I mean, if you can get 9-plus a carry, that's not too bad. Maybe we should keep him. Don't let him graduate for a while.
Heavens, no.
You know. When we got him, we got him going for another year, so that's a good thing.
Second down, a yard to go for DeSales at the Mapton 21-yard line. Again, wide side of the field to the left. Man in motion to the near side is Guest. Going to take a little shovel pass. He'll have an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down and more. Breaks a tackle at the 10, near side 5, and into the end zone. An Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down. A Tompkins appliance touchdown. The Irish scoring on the shovel pass, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good, well-blocked, well-played play. And once Guest got to the outside, he was open. The secondary was in no position to tackle him. So he would pretty much went in unmolested. So nice run for Jason Guest. And nice job for the Irish making sure they took care of everybody.
Jason Guest now with 11 touchdown receptions on the season. Cohen Wood now with 72 touchdown passes for his Irish career. Chase Electric two-point conversion pass to the far side eludes Malachi Raymond. So the Chase Electric two-point conversion try fails. The Irish just 1-for-3 in the ball game on the Chase Electric two-point conversion tries. But the good news is 6:37 remaining in the first quarter. DeSales leads Mapton 20-0. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Not quite 5.5 minutes into the first quarter of this 8-man football game, the DeSales Irish into the Premier Motors end zone for a third time on a shovel pass and a free ball on the kickoff. It was muffed by Mapton. I think the Irish may have pounced on it. If so, I believe it was Dominic Fazzari with the recovery. No signal from the officials yet, but no, they're going to say Mapton recovered the football.
Oh, that's unfortunate, but it looked like we had done a good job with that. It wasn't really an onside kick, but it was planned to be possessed by White. And what I saw on that last play when we were trying for two down there, Cohen Witz kind of lost that on, oh, we're going to get the ball's going our direction.
No.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. He did signal the purple way. Sorry, I lost my head there for a second.
Oh, no problem.
But anyway, it looked like Cohen Wood maybe lost that ball a little bit and kind of threw it off wide. So I'm wondering if the cold's bothering him. So he's got to get used to that. It's not going to get any warmer for the rest of the season. So
first and 10 for Mapton at its 37.5-yard line. 6:33 remaining in the first. DeSales 20, Mapton no score. Irvin Yagi hauling services score. Shotgun formation, equal running room to either side. Signals called by Carrion, takes the snap. Going to roll to the near side. Hall is after him. Carrion to the near side, and he'll be knocked out of bounds by Maddox Filan and Mateo Jimenez. A good, strong hit on the part of those two Irish players. And they are going to mark the football back at the 36. Another sack for the defense, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good. They did a good job of stringing that play out all the way to the sideline. And then those two individuals you just called pushed them out of bounds and did a good job and a forcible job getting them out of bounds.
Three sacks already for the Irish defense. Second down, 11 yards to go for the Mapton Vikings at their 36-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left. And a fake handoff by Carrion. He's going to go up the middle, and he is going to be just absolutely smashed by three white shirts, among them Caleb Bingham. Mateo Jimenez was in on the fray as well, Steve.
Yeah, and I think Hudson Hall was there again, and he got maybe back up to the line of scrimmage or even lost a little bit. But that's a lot of white shirts there up there to keep you from running anywhere.
Third down, 11 yards to go for Mapton at its 36-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left. Receiver out to the right. Carrion Going to hand it off with the football is Martinez. Martinez to the far side, and he will be dragged down from behind by Caleb Bingham. A nice hustle play on the part of number 34 in white, Steve. It looks like the tackle was made at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they're going to have to figure out how to give that ball to Martinez because Martinez has got some wheels on
him. Oh, yeah.
But they got to get him that ball quicker so that he has an opportunity to get on the other side of the line of scrimmage once the linemen from the defense pursued, they get committed. Now they're chasing him. So I'm sure the coaches are working it out.
4.5 minutes and counting. Time remaining first quarter. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score. DeSales 20 and Mapton no score. Vikings up to the line of scrimmage, an empty backfield, a trips formation to the far side, one receiver to the near side. Signals called by Carrion. And he takes the snap. Going to throw a deep ball to the near side. It is underthrown, and it's going to be incomplete. Nice coverage on the near side by Maddox Phelan. Martinez was the intended receiver. Looked like Phelan had a better chance to catch that ball, Steve.
Yeah, but Carrion didn't throw bad, though. It wasn't a bad throw. It was just a little short, but had some goodies on it. So
first and 10 to Sales at the Mapton 36-yard line. The Irish looking to build on a 20-0 advantage in the first quarter of this 8-man football game. Hudson Hall over the football at center. Empty backfield, two receivers each way, wide side of the field to the left. Vikings showing blitz and Wood back to pass. Sets up in the pocket, pass to the near side, caught by Phelan. And Phelan looks to reverse his field near side, and he will be tackled inside the 30. A good gain on first down. A passing advance of 7 yards, Steve, maybe
yeah.
Eight.
Yeah, Maddox did a good job getting himself open and able to get that upfield a little bit. But the Vikings did a good job pursuing that and maybe over-pursued a little bit. So.
Second down, a couple of yards to go for the Irish at the Mapton 29-yard line. Wide side of the field to the right. Again, an empty backfield. And some movement at the line of scrimmage. That one could go either way. Mapton encroached into the neutral zone, but the Irish are going to be flagged for illegal procedure, Steve.
Yeah, the defense can move. The offense cannot. But had he not been moving towards the line of scrimmage, he could have reset. But his first movement was towards the line of scrimmage, and that, unfortunately, is going to draw you a foul.
So second down, 7 yards to go for the Irish at the Mapton 34-yard line. Wide side of the field to the right. Again, two receivers each way. And Wood back to pass. Plenty of time. Going to throw a deep ball to the far side for Tice Wood. And Tice makes the catch behind the defense. He fumbled the football, and it's going to roll out of the back of the end zone. What a tough break for the Irish. Would have been another Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down on a Tompkins Appliance touchdown, but he was stripped from behind was Tice Wood. And the ball rolls out of the back of the end zone, so it's going to be a touchback, and the ball will go back to the Vikings, Steve.
Is that what they ruled? I'm just trying to figure out why they ruled it that way, but that's okay. Yep, so interesting.
Not exactly sure what the chain gang is doing on the far side of the field.
Running around in circles.
I believe it will be Mapton football, and they should set the ball for play at the 20-yard line if, in fact, the ball rolled out of the back of the end zone. That's exactly what they're going to do.
Okay, they yielded a touchback, and that's what they were signaling, but some of the other signals that were going with that didn't make sense, so that's what I was trying to figure out. There are more than one signal. The Vikings are coming
right
up to the line.
Right. First down and 10 yards to go for the Mapton Vikings after that tough circumstance for the Irish. And Carrion going to keep it on first down after taking the center snap, and he is going to be tackled in the backfield by Manning Phelan and Hudson Hall. A loss back to the 17-yard line, another sack for the defense, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good tackle, but right at the line of scrimmage. Well, behind the line of scrimmage, but it was a good tackle. And our middle alignment on defense are not allowing anything. They are just crushing this defense. So they're going to have to, or this offense, they're going to have to figure this out.
Second down, 13 yards to go for Mapton at its 17-yard line. 2:17 and counting left in the first quarter. DeSales 20 and Mapton no score. Carry on takes the snap, rolls to the near side. They are after him again. He avoids an initial rush by Jimenez and will go out of bounds on the Bianchi Appraisal Services sideline near side. Carry on getting ahead, I believe, or did he go out of bounds behind the line of scrimmage? My goodness, behind the line of scrimmage. A loss of 3 yards, Steve.
Yeah, Carry on was running for his life and does a good job of scrambling back there, but we got to get him to. Well, I'm not going to say that, but Mapton's got to get him to run it up the field a little bit.
Third down and very long yardage for the Vikings. Third down, 16 yards to go. Carry on takes the snap, drops back, rolls to the near side. They are after him again, and he throws the ball away to the Bianchi Appraisal Services sideline near side, and that could easily be intentional grounding. An outstanding job by the Irish defense. Forcing the hurry near side, Steve.
Yeah, there we go. It's a delayed call. The white hat has to make the call. He's protecting the quarterback, and the side official will tell him if we had a illegal forward pass, and we ended up with a touchback. With a safety.
Well, how about that, sports fans? Big time pressure by the Irish. They force a throw away from Carrion. Carrion was a yard or two deep into the end zone as he was running away from a host of white shirts near side and just threw the ball to the near sideline, just trying to avoid the sack. And he has called for intentional grounding. It occurred in the end zone, so a safety will be credited to the Irish with 1:57 remaining to be played in the first quarter, and that will increase DeSales' lead to 22-0, Steve.
Yeah, and That illegal forward pass, the intentional grounding, it's a spot foul, so it happened. It's enforced from the spot of the foul, so that's why the safety. You would think, hey, they got away with it, but no, they don't. I think the rules committee figured that one out.
Now, trying to figure out if it might be a team loss on the play, and the passing attempt will stand. At the moment, I'm going to just credit it as a penalty against Mapton for intentional grounding. Yep. And the Irish, two more points. Now lead 22-0 after the safety. So Mapton will get a free kick from its 20-yard line. Got to be ready for anything here, right, Steve?
Yeah, this is true. They get to do a free kick, so he can do a drop kick. He can do just a punt. He can do all sorts of things. So we'll see what they've practiced.
And I believe it's Martinez who will be delivering the free kick. Oh, what the heck? Let's say it's presented by Farmers Insurance, shall we? End over end kick near side. It is muffed by Phelan. Rolls to the near side. It's taken by Jason Guest. And he goes down the Bianchi Appraisal Services sideline near side. An outstanding return when there could have been disaster written all over it. An initial muff by Maddox Phelan, but then the football is taken in Mapton territory around the midfield area, about the 47-yard line, returned by Jason Guest. Down the Bianchi Appraisal Services sideline near side, he gets all the way to the Vikings' 20-yard line, Steve. Make it the 19.
And I like the way that the Guest was running along the sideline. His first move was to get in bounds a little bit, give himself some room. Nice job.
Wide side of the field to the right, receivers each way. Caleb Bingham in the backfield along with Cohen Wood. First and 10 to Sales at the Mapton 19-yard line. Receivers, Jason Guest to the near side. And I believe it's Malachi Raymond, and it is to the far side of the field. Shotgun formation. Snap back. Pump fake. And Wood will throw to the far side. Raymond is there, and Raymond makes the grab for an Edward Jones. Hammering Hank Wharton first down. A Tompkins appliance touchdown. A nice pump fake on the part of Cohen Wood. He goes to Malachi Raymond for the six-pointer, Steve.
Yeah, Malachi did a good job of getting himself open. And then Wood threw that ball right over the defender, right over the shoulder of Malachi. And that was good for 6 points. That was excellent. Excellent play. Nice job, guys.
almost looked like pregame warm-up. It was that nice.
Yeah, it was that. It was a pretty play.
Chase Electric two-point conversion try coming for the Irish, who now lead 28-0 with a minute and 40 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter. Cohen Wood under center will pitch it back to Bingham. Bingham avoids one tackler and goes into the end zone for the Chase Electric two-point conversion. The Irish into the Premier Motors end zone yet again. And with 1:40 remaining in the first quarter, it is DeSales 30 and Mapton no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again in Mapton at Keith Morris Athletic Fields. Along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia. The DeSales Irish with a 30-0 lead over the homestanding Mapton Vikings. 1 minute, 40 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter. Farmers Insurance kickoff upcoming for Alan Campos, Steve.
Yeah, and it's nice to see Alan Campos back, and they're working on another part of their game instead of him just booming it. Now this time they're going to boom it.
To the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline, far side. Ball goes out of bounds. And I'm guessing the Vikings will start this upcoming series at their 35-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, that's what would be a pretty safe assumption. But you never know. I've seen them do some interesting things, and they took it at, I remember one, we took it back on the 18, and I was like, really? You don't want to take it on the 35? But once the captain makes his decision, that you have to go with that. It's not the White Hat's decision.
Wide side of the field to the right, first down and 10 for Mapton at its 35-yard line. Receiver to the near side. Carry on is the quarterback in the shotgun formation. Has one back in the backfield with him. And Carrion is going to take the snap and go up the middle, and he is going to be met by a couple of Irish players and thrown back very emphatically by Hudson Hall after he passes the line of scrimmage. He gets 1 yard on the play, Steve.
Yeah, that was, and he really made an effort. That was a good job of Carrion just to get that yard because he had Hudson Hall and Bingham and right there. And that's a strong front line when those guys are in, so. I would imagine they're going to probably play the first half or the first quarter, and then they'll probably rotate those guys out and save them a little bit for next week.
Second down, 9 yards to go for the Mapton Vikings at their 36-yard line. We're in the final minute, time remaining first quarter. High snap to carry on, hands it off to Martinez, and Martinez is going to be tackled by Caleb Bingham. Behind the line of scrimmage, Steve.
Yeah, and that's another one of those cases where they're just we're getting such penetration that they're not getting an opportunity to get that handoff clean and advance it upfield. So it's a tough situation, but they got to just keep going with their game plan and trying to get it to execute. And maybe when we soften up the defense a little bit, it might work, but we'll just see.
Don't know if the Vikings are going to run another play. They're slowly making their way up to the line of scrimmage. We're inside of 10 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Third down, 13 yards to go. Make it a dozen yards to go. Well, close to 13 and a pitch back. Martinez pitched it back to Carrion. Carrion lost the football, and the ball is recovered by Hudson Hall at the Mapton 20-yard line. So a lost fumble on the play. And that brings the first quarter of play to an end. The DeSales Irish 30. The Mapton Vikings, no score. That is your Minyagi Hauling Services score, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The second quarter is presented by ACO Janitorial Services. While we have a moment, Steve, let's talk about Premier Motors. Is Danny Freeman one of the greatest people on the planet or what?
It sounds like it. I'd like to meet him one of these times. I think I actually have met him once. And he seemed like a pretty good guy, but I like his offer that he has on buying a car.
Oh, my goodness. $500 down will get you a beautiful vehicle from Premier Motors. And, hey, if you want to do a little detailing, you can do it for a mere $199. So the hits just keep on coming at Premier Motors. They have two locations to serve you, on 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla and on Highway 11 in Milton Freewater. So again, keep that in mind. Looking for a different kind of vehicle? Premier Motors is the place to go. Just $500 down, and that vehicle from Premier Motors will be yours. And if you want some detailing done, you can get it done for a mere $199. Premier Motors, 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla, Highway 11 in Milton Freewater. DeSales Irish begin the second quarter, first down and 10 yards to go at the Mapton 20-yard line after a takeaway by the Irish defense. Wide side of the field to the left. Receivers each way. Bingham in the backfield along with Wood. Shotgun formation. Cohen going to roll far side. Going to pitch it to Caleb Bingham. Bingham far side, and he is going to be tackled. A nice defensive play, a good defensive play on the far side. Young man got him around the ankles on that occasion, and the tackle was made by Carrion, Steve.
That's what I had, too, with Carrion made that nice tackle. He's a good quarterback and good tackler out there, apparently. But it's just a small gain, and was that three, maybe?
Yes.
And, hey, I can see that far, kind of.
Second down, 7 yards to go for DeSales. Ball at the Mapton at 17-yard line. Caleb Bingham checks out of the ball game. The Irish will go with an empty backfield, and now we have a penalty flag thrown. Might be for an illegal substitution or maybe delay of game. Yep, they're going to say illegal substitution against the Irish, Steve.
And they call that illegal substitution quickly because the alternative is to let things develop, and you could have got them for illegal participation, and that's a 15-yard penalty. So the National Federation of High School Sports said, hey, Let's go for the 5-yard penalty and not try to get the 15 out of that.
Second down, a dozen yards to go for the Irish at the Vikings 22-yard line. Wide side of the field to the right, empty backfield. Wood is back to pass, rolls near side, sets up, throws his pass near side. Receiver wide open, runs under that beautiful aerial thrown by Cohen Wood. It is Tice Wood coming up with the grab, and he is into the end zone. The Premier Motors end zone after achieving an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down. A Tompkins appliance touchdown, Steve.
Yeah, can I say it? It'd be wood to wood for a touchdown?
That's right.
Yeah, wood to wood for a touchdown. I like it.
22 yards on that touchdown play. Cohen Wood now up to 124 yards passing in the game. He is 6 for 7. He has 4 touchdown passes, 74 for his career, and 32 on the season. The Chase Electric two-point conversion. Wood takes the snap, hands it off. There's Caleb Bingham right up the gut for the Chase Electric two-point conversion. And DeSales now up 38-0 over the Mapton Vikings. And the clock is moving. 9:40 and counting left in the second quarter, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again in Mapton, along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia. DeSales Irish, 38. Mapton Vikings, no score, Steve.
Yeah, and it looks like the athletic director visited with the white hat, and they just decided to go ahead and do a hardcore running clock. So they, even during touchdowns and extra points and all that, they're just going to run the clock. And that's something that management and the coaching staff has the right to do that, give the kids an opportunity to play a little bit. They also have a youth cheer thing going on today with the little guys of the neighborhood, you know, the 4 and 5, 6, 8 year olds. And I'm looking forward to it.
Farmers Insurance kickoff upcoming for Alan Campos and the Irish after still another entry into the Premier Motors end zone. A 22-yard touchdown pass, as Steve described it, wood to wood. Cohen to Tice for 22 yards on the score. DeSales 38. Mapton no score after the successful Chase Electric two-point conversion, a part of Caleb Bingham. Farmers Insurance kickoff to the near side goes out of bounds along the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline near side. And Mapton will start at its 35-yard line once again, Steve.
Yeah, and that's a safe play. Go ahead and give Mapton the ball. Let them have it. Don't run the risk of them scoring on that. You know me, that when this thing gets to 40, I'm going to be looking for them to get rid of that goose egg. But it's still early on that. But it's a safe play. And looks like they backed him up 5 yards, and we're going to do it again. There's that option.
Just when you thought they were going to go with the usual option, they did not.
Somebody told you about those options, didn't he?
Let's see. What was his name?
I can't remember. He's kind of a guy, you know, whatever.
A good guy.
Oh, okay. I'll go with that.
Here, Benyagi Hauling Services score. As we approach the 6-minute mark, time remaining second quarter, DeSales 38 and Mapton no score. Another Farmers Insurance kickoff for Alan Campos. Kicks it near side. Going to be taken. Enough by Carrion. Going to be recovered by Martinez. Martinez near sideline. Some nice fancy footwork on his part as he advances to the 41-yard line. Caleb Perkle is there for the Irish special team, Steve.
Yeah, and number 13, Dominic Fazari, was involved in that too, but Perkle definitely did the majority of the work on that. Nice job. That was a good coverage. Everybody stayed in their lanes, and then they collapsed as soon as the ball was possessed. Nicely done. I've been impressed all year long. Well, I've been impressed with a few years how that this coaching staff teaches special teams how to do kick coverage, because, man, there are some 4A schools that you just can't get the kids to stay in their lane. So they just start swarming. It's crazy.
Vikings up to the line of scrimmage. First down, 10 yards to go. Ball at the Mapton 40-yard line. Single set back in the backfield behind the quarterback carry-on. Takes the snap. Looks to hand it off. Does not hand it off. Ben Garcia is after him. He's running for his life and again throws the ball away to the near sideline. Martinez in the area, so I don't think he's going to be called for intentional grounding this time. But what a rush on the part of Ben Garcia, pushing carry-on back at around his 10-yard line, but he's able to throw the football away to the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline near side, Steve.
Yeah, Garcia did a great job of pressing that, and then, like you said, he threw it right over the top of Martinez, and that definitely saves the penalty. So going to have second down and 10, so that works out.
Vikings at their 40-yard line. Up they come to the line of scrimmage. David Quintero over the football at center, wide side of the field. To the right, receiver out that way. And a snap back to carry on. Going to hand it off to the lone back in the backfield. Tackle broken by Ruiz, and he is going to be driven back. They will give him forward progress to the 42-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, and they were able to get that handoff off that time before the pursuit got through the line of scrimmage. So, that, you know, hats off to Mapton for that.
Absolutely.
We have been just blasting through that line of scrimmage. So they got that big three up front, and they've just been doing a great job. So I guess it's the big four.
Herman Yagi Hauling Services score, 3:20 and counting left in the second quarter. DeSales 38 and Mapton no score. Snap back to carry on. He's going to keep it. Looks to go off the left-hand side. Manning Filan got arms around him, but he was able to break free, and then he is stopped on the play. He is the quarterback. He is stopped by Caleb Bingham. Also in there for the DeSales defense, Nick Quattle, Steve.
Yeah, and I'm going to give carry on credit on that. Even though he didn't gain a whole lot, he didn't go to his feet. His legs kept moving. He kept driving. And you know what I'm going to say? He was moving his feet. Nice job.
No gain on the play. Fourth down. 8 yards to go. Snap back to Martinez. Going to punt the football away. Going to be taken by Jason Guest at the 29-yard line. Guest to the far side. He's across the 30. He's to the 35. He's to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50 after breaking a tackle. 45-40. Jason Guest still on his feet and finally brought down at the Mapton 31-yard line. A heck of a kick by Martinez and an amazing return by number three, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good job. And I got to give hats off to carry on to get that quick kick off. And that looks like that was number five that got the tackle carry on.
I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Wow, eight-man football.
A 38-yard return by Jason Guest off of that 31-yard punt. DeSales in business at the Mapton 32-yard line. 1:45 and counting, the time remaining to be played in the second quarter. Herman Yagi Hauling Services score is DeSales 38 and Mapton no score. Empty backfield. Receiver left, two to the right. In motion to the near side is Raymond and Wood to pass. Plenty of time. Pass to the near side is going to be overthrown and incomplete. Nearly picked off by Martinez of the Mapton Vikings. There were two receivers in the area, Filan and Raymond, but the pass by them both and incomplete, Steve.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that he didn't throw that closer to Raymond. Raymond was a little bit more open, but maybe he just didn't see him. I've never been a quarterback, so I can't say how they do that.
The first miss by Cohen Wood after six straight completions. His first pass of the night an incompletion. Then he completed six. That one an incompletion. Now a running play up the middle goes Caleb Bingham, and Bingham is going to have an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down at around the 20-yard line of the Vikings, Steve.
Yeah, that was one of those stumbling, bumbling kind of runs. That was awesome. He just pushed his way and bowled his way through. That was impressive. Caleb's doing a great job with that this year. It doesn't matter who he seems to be playing, that he can push through that line of scrimmage. Amazing job.
Ball just outside the Vikings' 20-yard line. First down and 10-4 to Sales. Wide side of the field to the right. Dominic Fazzari, tight end, lined up on the right-hand side. Receivers each way and Wood back to pass. They come with the blitz. Now they force him out of the pocket. He rolls to the near side, breaks a tackle, looking on the run, throws his pass to the end zone. The pass is going to be incomplete. A nice breakup on the near side by Kerryon. Dominic Fazari was the intended receiver. And I believe that's going to bring the first half of play to an end. And it is. Here at the halftime, the DeSales Irish, 38. The Mapton Vikings, no score. And coming up next, the Tallman's Pharmacy Halftime Report. After a two-minute timeout, you're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again in Mapton at the Keith Morris Athletic Fields. Along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia, the DeSales Irish leading the Mapton Vikings here at the halftime break of this eight-man football game by a score of 38-0. We now welcome you to our halftime report presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. In our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report with a volleyball update, the following statement from DeSales volleyball coach Steve Ruthven. We greatly appreciate it. He states that volleyball started the week off with an exciting 3-1 win at home against Sunnyside Christian. Strong performance by multiple players. Special mention for Aniston Jimenez. Peyton Benavides, Hadley Block, said all three were strong on both offense and defense. But the travel doldrums took over on Thursday for the Lady Irish as they were defeated at Yakima Nation Tribal last evening by 3-1. Coach Ruthven said Yakima Tribal played energized volleyball and executed well. So the Irish battled hard with the first three sets, all decided by 2 points. But the wheels fell off in the fourth. So the Irish will end the regular season with an away match Tuesday in Prescott and finish with a home match against Walla Walla Valley Academy next Thursday. The senior night and pink night as well. He concludes by saying the ladies are looking to finish the season strong and get a couple of wins. He says that he hopes that everyone will come out and support the cause, the team, and celebrate the seniors on Thursday. And that will do it for our volleyball update. We will now transition during our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report to our athletic director's update presented by the local Knights of Columbus Michael Floor Council, number 766 in Walla Walla. The following from DeSales athletic director Nick Hazeltine. He states, Irish Nation excited for the last couple of weeks of fall as we enter playoffs. Senior nights, Thursday for volleyball and Friday for football and cheer. Said he would love to see a lot of fans coming out to show support for the seniors in their last home contest of the regular season. He also says, also giving lots of support from L.A. He's attending Game 4 of the National League Championship Series this evening at Dodger Stadium. The Los Angeles Dodgers taking on the Milwaukee Brewers. Thank you to DeSales Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine for his contribution to our Athletic Director's Update for this week. It was presented by the local Knights of Columbus, Michael Floor Council, number 766 in Walla Walla. Again, our halftime score is DeSales 38 and Mapton no score. And we continue our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report with halftime statistics presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Looking first of all at the DeSales statistics for half number one. Cohenwood had one carry in the game for 12 yards. Caleb Bingham in the first half, four carries for 25 yards. The Irish unofficially with six. Edward Jones, Hammer, and Hank Warden first downs, two rushing and four passing. The Irish had a lost fumble in the first half of the ball game. Cohen Wood through the air, 6 for 9, 124 yards and four touchdowns. Jason Guest with two receptions in the first half for 41 yards and two scores. Tice Wood with two receptions for 55 yards and a touchdown in the first half. Maddox Phelan, one reception for 8 yards. Malachi Raymond, one reception for 20 yards and a touchdown. The Irish were flagged three times in the first half for 15 yards. DeSales did not punt in the first half of this ball game. For the Mapton Vikings, my goodness, net rushing in the first half for Mapton, minus 74 yards. Amazing. The Irish recorded 5 sacks in the first half. Now we have 28 for the season. Mapton did not achieve a first down. Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down in the opening half of play. They did have one lost fumble. Through the air, carry-on was 0 for 2 in the first half. Mapton, one penalty in the first half for 13 yards. Mapton punted three times in the first half for 78 yards, an average of 26 yards per attempt. And our halftime statistics were presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company. His Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Steve?
Yeah, sorry, I've just been watching the junior cheerleaders here, and it's been pretty fun to watch. But I know the score is a little one-sided, but I'm seeing some things that we haven't seen before. The defense is just crushing the offensive line. I'm not trying to say that's what we want to do to Mapton. They're good kids, and they don't deserve that. But what I've been really impressed with is their pursuit and the way that they've dominated that line. And I think domination might be the best way to call it. You know me, once the score gets to 40, I'm going to be looking for them to get rid of that goose egg. But I'm not really sure that they're going to be able to. That might be a big ask. And Mapton's in a tough situation with only 9 players. And you got 9 players against, 24 or 27 that we have. And that's a tough situation. So it's an uphill climb for Mapton tonight. But let's hope that they can do something. And let's hope that we keep pursuing the way that we're doing. So I'm seeing some really good things. So anyway, back to you, Roy.
That's going to do it for our halftime report. It was presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy for West Main Street in Walla Walla. In our halftime score, DeSales 38 Mapton, no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, in the background on the speakers, got a nice song blaring in the background. Here I Am, Rock You Like a Hurricane. Well, the DeSales Irish certainly rocked the Mapton Vikings like a hurricane in the first half of this 8-man football game. The DeSales Irish 38, the Mapton Vikings nothing. That is your Minyagi Hauling Services score. The team's back out on the field, and in just a couple of minutes, we will have the third quarter presented by ACO Janitorial Services and a Farmers Insurance kickoff as well, Steve.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what they're going to do, but the administration is allowed to shorten the quarter, the halftime, but they cannot shorten the three-minute warm-up period. That three-minute warm-up period is mandatory. And even if you said, hey, let's don't have a halftime, you still have to do the three-minute warm-up period. So, but we're in Mapton, and that's a long ways away from the WIA's office, so who knows what's going to happen.
Irish out on the field getting some final warm-ups in. Steve, just a beautiful, beautiful night here in Mapton, Washington.
Yeah, it's about ready to exit the 50s, though. The temperature's been dropping quickly. Of course, I know I'm sitting not like you're any warmer in there. You got the door open, the window open. But it's the last time I looked, which was just a couple minutes ago, it's down to 51. But, boy, I tell you what, it's colder than that. So, yeah, these young men got to get used to that, though. Like I said earlier, it's not going to get any warmer. It's just going to keep getting colder for the rest of the year now. So get yourself ready. Well, Steve, and go ahead.
Steve, I don't mean to interrupt, but just want to ask you how you think this compares to what we experienced at St. John Endicott a couple of seasons ago.
I can't compare it because I didn't have to borrow a blanket, and I wore long pants today, and I brought two jackets and a hat. And I said, because of St. John Endicott, I'm not going to do that. And it wasn't their fault it was cold. No. It was our stupidity for wearing shorts and having a light jacket. But, yeah, that was a cold night, man, I tell you what.
I remember we didn't walk back to the car. We waddled back to the car.
Oh, yeah, we were so stiff.
Would have put Tennessee tuxedo to shame, I think.
Yeah, my dad used to always talk about it was so cold in Texas one time that he had to huddle around the ice cream to get warm. And I was looking for a half-gallon ice cream, man. I could have warmed that up. So that would have been nice.
Well, a very special night here in Mapton, Steve, as the seniors were honored. This is senior night here at Mapton, and they've had quite a festive last few days. Last week when they opposed Yakima Nation Tribal, it was their homecoming.
Right, yep. And I think it's awesome that they can recognize the seniors. I can't speak today. It's getting cold out here. My mouth doesn't want to work. But, you know, I'm used to the 4A schools where there's 300, 400, 500, 600 seniors, and you couldn't recognize them all. So I thought that was an awesome thing to do to recognize all the seniors, and they didn't just show up. They had flowers and candy and food and everything else for the seniors. It was pretty good. I'm a senior citizen. How about recognizing me? But
I was gonna say,
it didn't work out that way.
Well, I'm right there with you, a few years younger, but hey, I am in that senior citizen mode. I was fortunate enough to celebrate my 62nd birthday in May, and it was quite a deal. My brother Dominic Elias sent me a birthday email that said, and I quote, "Happy birthday," and then pause, in capital letters, "Social Security eligible."
Yeah, my wife and I now, I'm gonna talk out of turn because she might be listening tonight, but my wife and I just celebrated yesterday our 49th wedding anniversary.
Our heartiest congratulations to you.
And it's been awesome. We're high school sweethearts, and it can be done. So we're going to have a big blowout next year for 50 in Dayton, and of course you're invited, Roy.
I appreciate that very, very much. Would I be too nosy to ask how you celebrated number 49?
We went up where we didn't hunt this year because I really hurt my back, and so I went up and we got to see the kids and visit with them. That's about the only thing we did. We ate a hamburger out of a local hamburger joint in Dayton, and that was awesome. They do a good job at making hamburgers in there, so. It was probably the most low-key anniversary we have ever done, but it was still awesome.
Well, the warm-up's continuing. DeSales getting in a couple of final repetitions, special teams-wise. Hudson Hall making a late entrance.
He came on the field and then he left. But I just seen Alan Campos just kick the ball up high enough that he might have knocked the moon out of the sky because that thing was high, and it went a long way. That kid can kick. And did you tell me his brother was a kicker too? I think I should know that. But
that's right.
Yeah.
So Alvaro.
They got something going on in that family. Are they drinking some sort of water or something?
Well, I tell you, it is an absolutely beautiful family, and we appreciate their sponsorship of the quarters on our DeSales football broadcast. They did that last year as well, and we greatly appreciate it. But just an absolutely amazing family. Mom and Dad, two of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet, and their sons, Alan and Alvaro, just amazing young men. Alvaro distinguished himself at DeSales by way of kicking, and then he went on to Whitworth University and did some good things, and there's a possibility that younger brother Alan might be following suit and going up to Whitworth University next year per our player profile interview with him earlier this year, Steve.
Now, that Whitworth, that's in Spokane?
That's correct.
And then what's in Walla Walla that starts with a W? Not Walla Walla, but isn't there a Whitworth in Walla Walla?
Well, there's a Whitman.
Whitman, okay. I'm still new to the area, so I'm learning.
And they have not had football in decades.
Oh, that's a shame.
I believe the final year for football at Whitman College was 1977. I recall when I was invited to the inauguration of former President George Bridges. He said, "Well, there's some things you got to know," per his colleagues, as we get the second half underway with a kickoff. It is taken up by Martinick of the DeSales Irish, and a nice return by Martinick to the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline near side, and he steps out of bounds at the DeSales 45-yard line. A fine return on the part of Martinick, Steve.
Yeah, that was good. I'm trying to find his number on here, but nice return, and was able to got a couple key blocks. One I noticed was Saldana and Santiago Saldana. I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice out here because it's getting cold.
Well, to finish that story, George Bridges was told by some friends of his, you know, they're going to ask you about various things, including how well is your football team doing. Well, obviously they didn't have football for decades at Whitman. He said, "Well, I can honestly say that our football team is undefeated. It's been
That's
undefeated
right.
for three decades.
Yeah, you haven't lost a game in years."
And Tyce Wood starting at quarterback for the Irish. He advances on the ground very, very well, going around the left-hand side. He gets into Mapton territory, is thrown down by Carrion at the Vikings 35-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, going to give some youngsters some exposure, and that's a good thing to do. And that was a good run by a freshman. I mean, well, even if he were a senior, that's a good run.
Wide side of the field to the right. Tyce Wood at quarterback. Takes the snap. Going to hand it off to Caleb Perkle. And Perkle goes up the middle for good, positive yardage.
Yeah, Perkle actually just blasted a few purple jerseys in there. That was a nice run. And this is a good exposure for him. He needs this. And we're going to need him down the stretch. So it's a good job.
And Ms. Kua with the tackle at the 30-yard line of the Mapton Vikings. The Irish scrimmage just moments ago at the 35 in Vikings territory. Second down, 5 yards to go for the Irish. Equal running room to either side. Receiver to the near side. I believe that's Sam Cole out to the right-hand side. The play action fake. Wood rolls to the near side. Going to throw his pass. It's caught by Ben Garcia. Avoids one tackler, two tacklers. He's going to have an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down. Advances to the far side. He's inside the 15. Breaks two more tackles. Advances to the middle of the field. Will now run to the near side and go into the end zone. An amazing, a remarkable, a stunning play. A remarkable play on the part of Ben Garcia. An Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down. A Tompkins appliance touchdown. What an effort on the part of Ben Garcia, Steve.
Yeah, he got a key block up there when he switched directions again. That was Saldana again, and a nice key block there. But we got to explain to Ben Garcia, if you're going to run from the 40 to score a touchdown, if you run from sideline to sideline, that's like 100-some yards by the time he got done running. That's a nice job, and
it was
an impressive run.
Well, sadly, on the play, a Mapton Viking down outside the Vikings' 30-yard line. Both teams to their knees with 9:24 left in the third quarter. DeSales increasing its lead to 44-0 over the Mapton Vikings. And let's hope the young man, who at the moment is flat on his back, will make his way up. And he does with some assistance and receives a much-deserved round of applause from the Viking fans. Assembled down below, Steve.
Yeah, and they can't afford this. They don't need to be losing anybody, and I can't tell who it is, and I hope he's okay. But anyway, our youngsters are getting some play time in and producing. That's a good thing. So it helps their confidence and bodes for the future.
Yeah, the young'uns want to prove they can play a little bit as well.
That's a true story.
Case Electric 2-point conversion. Upcoming for the Irish. Caleb Perkle is in the backfield with Tyce Wood. Sam Cole, receiver, out to the right-hand side. Over the football at center is Santiago Saldana. Two teammates on either side of him. Whistle sounds. And we await the snap from center to Tyce Wood. And he hands the ball off to Perkle, and Caleb goes off the right side, and he is into the end zone for the Chase Electric 2-point conversion. Moments ago, Ben Garcia into the Premier Motors end zone on an absolutely outstanding play. A marvelous effort on his part. Gets the Irish 6 more points, and then a 2-point conversion presented by Chase Electric, provided by Caleb Perkle. The Sales 46, Mapton no score, 8:48 and counting left in the third quarter. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
My name is Father Leo Paddling Hug.
And a lot of people think that I'm just kind of like funny, but then they actually think about the message, and I make it digestible with a little bit of sweet vinaigrette on top.
It is time to get cooking. We'll make it colorful.
Father Leo Paddling Hug is coming to Walla Walla's Assumption Parish for a 3-day mission on November 8th, 9th, and 10th. Stay tuned for more information.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota.
All of our new and used vehicles are priced to drive the Metro dealers nuts. They can't compete with our prices. The reason is simple. Their real estate is three times more expensive than ours. At Walla Walla Toyota, you get the small town friendly treatment you deserve at a price the Metro dealers can't touch. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Farmers Insurance kickoff return near side by Carey on a nice spin move. Goes down the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline near side, is knocked out of bounds on the near sideline. A nice knockout, if you will. Angel Lugo Maya, 5'11", 205-pound sophomore with the stop for the Irish. Good return by Carry On into DeSales territory. The ball spotted at the Irish 48-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, and I'm going to screw this name up, and I apologize, but Velasquez is the guy that's on the ground. And I'm thinking it looks like he's got a cramp, and I'm hoping that's all it is, and that we'll see him back in the game. So now you know me, Roy. I want to get rid of that goose egg.
6:45 and counting. Time remaining third quarter. DeSales 46 and Mapton no score. And Carry On going to hand it off. Ball carrier Amezcua around the far side, and he is going to be tackled. He is going to be pancaked on the far side by Caleb Perkle, Steve.
Yeah, Perkle just hammered him. That was. I think I used the word manhandled on with Cutson Hall earlier in the game, and Perkle just did the same thing. Wow. 155 pounds, and he just hit him like a freight train.
Lost back to the Mapton 47-yard line. Second down, 15 yards to go for the Vikings. Equal running room to either side. Carry On in the shotgun formation. A running back behind him. Going to take it to the near side. We'll carry on, and the Irish are there in good shape, but he breaks a couple of tackles, and he's finally brought down by Santiago Saldana into Sales territory, but he will advance the football very, very well indeed to the DeSales 44-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, that was a nice run, and Carry On, he does know how to run the ball, and Saldana did a good job tackling. That was an open field tackle, and wrapped up and got it done. Okay, so our player, wounded player, is up, and the parents have looked at him, and hopefully they're trying to figure that out.
Third down, 6 yards to go for the Vikings. Receiver out to the far side is Soyme Lopez. Again, single set back in the backfield. And a handoff to Martinez. Martinez to the near side, and getting him from behind is Tice Wood. Takes him out of bounds on the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline at near side. Stopped him about a yard short of the first down. A gain of 5, Steve.
Yeah, Martinez, I tell you what, that's a brave, brave young man. He takes possession of that ball, and there are white shirts all the way around him. It's just crazy. And he does what he can with it. And he did a good job on that time. Even though he didn't get a first down, he did a good job. So hopefully they can do it this time. And like I said, get rid of that goose egg up there. You know me.
Fourth down, 1 yard to go for the Mapton Vikings at the DeSales 40-yard line. Wide side of the field to the right, and Carry On going to keep it himself. Irish are there in good shape. Tice Wood is there for the defense. Lugo Maya is there for the defense. And the Irish are going to take over on downs. Good pursuit on the part of the Irish. And I'm loving what Angel Lugo Maya has done in the last few moments, Steve.
Yeah, he's done a great job. And then I thought on that play, Tice Wood did an amazing thing that he did not commit, and he made the running back kind of go flat-footed a second, and then Wood hit him and did a good job of not committing. And that's a young player mistake where they'll commit to the left and the player will run to the right. But Wood did a good job of making the running back get flat-footed, really. And impressive play for a freshman.
Just inside of 3.5 minutes remaining third quarter. You're in Yagi Hauling Services score. DeSales 46 and Mapton no score. Tice Wood takes the snap. Far side. Going to pitch it to Perkle. And Caleb battles hard to the midfield stripe.
And that was a great pitch. I mean, Tyce Wood waited till the very last minute, pitched it over the shoulder of a defender, and Perkle was able to get a few more yards on that. So Tyce Wood is smarter than his years, that's for sure on that. Because the pitch isn't the easiest thing in the world to master. And it looks like the Woods have got it down.
Second down, 3 yards to go for DeSales. The ball at the Irish 49-yard line, wide side of the field to the right. Tyce Wood going to keep it himself. Near side he comes, 45-50. Edward Jones hammering Hank Wharton, first down and more for Tyce Wood as he makes his way inside the 40. He's tackled at the Vikings 37, Steve.
Yeah, Tyce Wood, when he brought that thing down, pulled it down from pass, we're showing that he was going to pass. There was no doubt he was going to run. That's what he wanted to do, and he did an outstanding job. And I want you to think about this. He's 135 pounds, and he's whacking on these guys out there. That's awesome. That's a brave young man. Nice job.
Whacking them and loving it.
Uh-huh.
Wide side of the field to the left, first and 10 for DeSales at the Mapton 37-yard line. And Wood is going to pitch it back. Going around the far side is Cold. And Cold is going to take on a tackler at the line of scrimmage. And that was an outstanding defensive play on the far side by Lopez. A good, solid tackle, but some strong running on the part of Sam Cold. Picked up just a yard, but he showed some potential, Steve.
Yeah, because he took that ball way back in the backfield. But Lopez did an amazing job just getting him down cleanly and didn't let him gain a whole lot more because there wasn't a whole lot of defenders behind him. So probably saved something there.
Ball at the 36.5-yard line in Mapton territory. Second down, a long 9 to go for the Irish. Wide side of the field to the right. Tyce Wood takes the snap. Going to pitch it to Cole. Near side. He's inside the 40. Cole to the near side. 35. He's to the 30. Gets away from a man and is brought down at the 25-yard line of the Vikings. A good hard tackle on the near side by Martinez. But a fine run by Coleman and Edward Jones hammering Hank Wharton. First down for the Irish, Steve.
Yeah, and that messes with your timing a little bit. When Cole, the pitch was a little bit behind Cole. And Cole had to go back and get the ball before, you know, in the air. But and then to just turn on the afterburners and get the first down. That was an outstanding run by Cole.
First and 10 to Sales at the Mapton 26-yard line. 16 seconds and counting left in the third quarter. The Sales 46, Mapton no score. Now a pitch to Perkle, far side. 25, he's to the 20, runs over a man as he goes inside the 20. He is down at around the 17-yard line, Steve.
The ninth grader, he just ran over somebody. Wasn't intimidated at all. He just mowed him over. Nicely done. But didn't get the first down. But, you know, if you can get 8 yards, 9 yards on a carry, we'll keep you around. Nice job.
End of the third quarter, DeSales, 46, Mapton, no score, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The fourth quarter is presented by ACO, Janitorial Services. Your Miyagi Hauling Services score. After three periods of play, DeSales 46, Mapton no score, Steve.
Yeah, and just to let the viewers know, or the listeners know, I don't know why I said viewers, but anyway, we're running a running clock, but it's kind of a running clock that's a little different. They're just running it no matter what. So if somebody scores, they're going to run the clock right through it. So we're about, what do you mean? I think that's about 12 minutes away from the end of the game.
Second down, short yardage for the Irish. Ball to Mapton, 18-yard line. Wood takes a snap, play action fake, rolls to the far side, sets up, throws his pass far side, and the pass is overthrown and incomplete. Kid's got a pretty good arm, though, Steve.
Not a bad arm. He was in the right neighborhood. A little extra bumping going on after that throw and after that, you know, didn't need to happen. I don't like to see that, but that was a good throw, and would have loved to have seen him catch, you know, hook up. That would have been awesome.
Gunnar Ferraro was the intended receiver, but the pass overthrown and incomplete, bringing up third down and a yard to go for the Irish. Wide side of the field to the right, receiver left. Tice Wood, shotgun formation, hands it off to Perkle. First down and a whole lot more. And Caleb Perkle inside the 5-yard line. First down, goal to go for the Irish. Steve, you could have driven at least one semi-truck through that hole that was opened up by that Irish offensive line.
Yeah, the youngsters did a good job
of
opening that up, and Perkle just went through there unmolested. And, we're going to stop the clock. We got a timeout for called by the Vikings.
With 10:48 remaining in the fourth quarter, DeSales 46, Mapton no score, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. Listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again in Mapton, along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia. The DeSales Irish 46, the Mapton Vikings no score. 10 minutes, 48 seconds remaining to be played in the fourth quarter of this 8-man football game, Steve.
Yeah, it's been awfully one-sided, of course, and we kind of expected that. They are down to 8 players. That's it. They have no more substitutes. It looks like our 9th player is out. So,
the 2 tight end set for the Irish. Ferraro on the right-hand side, Garcia on the left-hand side. Receiver out to the far side. Tice Wood awaiting the snap, takes a high snap, pitches it to Perkle. Caleb breaks a tackle. And was he stopped at the goal line? I think he was. He came very, very close to getting in. Now a penalty flag is thrown. Might have been a face mask violation against the Mapton Vikings, but we'll wait and see, Steve.
Yeah, that one, obviously the players saw it because there were some white shirts. He reacted to the whatever happened, and then the flag come flying in there. So I don't know if the official doesn't know the enforcement spot or the signal, or he's looking something up. But
now the penalty is going against the Irish.
Really?
Might have been for illegal use of hands.
Yeah, unfortunately, he didn't clear himself, so I couldn't see the signal. So
likewise. But I'm merely hypothesizing as the ball comes back to the 10-yard line of the Vikings.
I did that once. I hypothesized and I pulled a leg muscle. Is that right?
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. One receiver right, Perkle in the backfield along with Tice Wood. High snap. And he will advance to the far side. Going to take it himself. And he will dive far side. Did he hurdle a man far side? Did he get in? He did not get in. He came very, very close, though. He gets to the 1-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, and that looked like about right. He might even be closer than the 1-yard line, but he was close. And it was a good decision on his part. He strung that pitch possibility as far as he could, and then taking it, pulling the ball down and taking it himself was a good call.
So not really a dive. It was more of a hurdle. attempt on the part of Tice Wood. And he picks up 9. Third down goal to go for the Irish at the Vikings' 1-yard line. Tice takes a high snap, and the ball is muffed by Merkel. A bad exchange that time between the quarterback and running back, and that's going to result in a loss back to the 4-yard line, perhaps the 5, Steve.
No, they're just challenging themselves. That's a good thing to do, making it a little harder on themselves. And I guess if they end up having to turn the ball up or on downs, the Vikings are going to be in terrible position.
Fourth down goal to go for the Irish at the Mapton 5-yard line. Receiver near side. Single set back in the backfield. Ticewood takes the snap. Looks to roll to the near side. Gets away from a man. He is to the 10, and he's going to throw near side. And wide open is Ben Garcia for a Tompkins Appliance touchdown. I don't believe he crossed the line of scrimmage when he threw that pass. Official near side signals touchdown. And everybody else just standing around and looking for confirmation of the verdict, Steve.
Right, and that's exactly what they're doing. There's some been one of those guys threw a beanbag. I'm not sure which one. They threw a beanbag to mark where the spot was, where the ball was thrown for, and the official on the far side just mirrored the signal, and he showed touchdown also. So we're going to have a two-point try.
After further review, the ruling on the field is confirmed.
That's right. It's a short communication line.
A Tompkins Appliance touchdown. A touchdown pass, Tice Wood to Ben Garcia. The Irish will now try the Chase Electric two-point conversion. Waiting the snap from center. Wood has it. And Tice will go into the end zone for the deuce. And the Irish now lead 54-0 over the Mapton Vikings. 6:49 and counting left in the fourth quarter, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again in Mapton, along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elio. We go inside of 5.5 minutes time remaining in the fourth quarter of this 8-man football game. The DeSales Irish 54, the Mapton Vikings no score, Steve.
Yeah, it's been a little bit one-sided. Now we're getting the youngsters in for the second half, and they're executing. They're doing a good job. Mapton's probably running out of gas a little bit with no substitutions. All the 8 that are playing are getting plenty of play time.
Farmers Insurance kickoff. Alan Campos run forward and the kick down the middle. Going to bounce by everybody and it will roll into the end zone for a touchback. First and 10 Mapton at its 20-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, and in high school football there is no pick it up in the end zone and run it out of the end zone. Once it crosses into the end zone, it is a touchback, and we're going to take it out to the 20. So it's pretty cut and dried.
So the Vikings will take over at their 20-yard line. First down and 10 yards to go. Your Manyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 54 and Mapton no score. 4:15 and counting, the time remaining to be played in the fourth quarter of this 8-man football game. Hope you're enjoying our broadcast on this lovely, crisp fall evening. Hope it's that way back in Walla Walla as well. I suspect that it is. Equal running room to either side. Receiver near side, and here's a handoff to Martinez around the far side. He's across the 20, the 25. He's to the 30, breaks a tackle. Into the defensive backfield he goes, and he is going to be stopped on the far side at the 44-yard line, and that is the first Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down of the ball game for the Vikings, Steve.
Yeah, I know Martinez had a great run there and good pursuit. I mean, it's not like the Irish all laid down and let him run up there. They pursued well on that, but Martinez just outdid him, so nice job.
Vikings up to the line of scrimmage, wide side of the field to the right. Receiver to the right-hand side, high snap to Kerryon. He's going to run it to the near side. Still on the move is Kerryon. They string the play out well. He avoids one tackler, but good pursuit by Sam Kolb. Kolb came very, very close to coming up with the tackle. He forced him to the near side. And then he was finished off on the near sideline, the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline at near side by Gunnar Ferraro, Steve.
Yeah, Gunnar Ferraro did a nice job, but the whole team did a great job
of
stretching that out. They strung that thing out, and there was no room for forward progress.
2:40 and counting, the time remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. Sales 54, Mapton no score. Wide side of the field to the left. Second down, 10 yards to go. Kerryon looked to hand it off to Martinez. The ball is lost in the backfield. It's picked up by Martinez. Martinez far side. A penalty flag is thrown as he advances to the midfield stripe far side. And a nice tackle by Caleb Perkle. But this one is going to come back for an illegal block, I am guessing.
Yeah, Steve. There was a block in the back. And that was one of those blocks in the back that was in front of God and everybody. And you got to show it that one. And that's a safety issue, and it has to be called. So, good call by the White Hat.
An outstanding call.
I could have made that call from where I'm sitting.
Well, I think you just did.
I did. And, by the way, it's cold out here.
Oh, you noticed.
Yeah, I noticed that I'm not wearing knickers, white knickers anymore. So, those are so cold this time of year. Oh, man.
So after the walk-offs, it's second down and 19 yards to go for the Vikings. And carry on to pass. Here comes the rush. A big-time rush by the Irish. Pass to the near side, though, is caught. But a good tackle. Sam Kolb knocking down Amezcua.
Yeah, Amezcua.
Back at the 35-yard line of the Vikings, Steve.
Yes, Amakua's got hit hard by Colt. That was amazing. Good hit.
Third down at the 35-yard line. Long pass down the middle. The pass is overthrown and incomplete. Intended receiver was Lopez, Steve.
Yep. And Lopez was open, but there was a really good coverage, and I think when that ball left the hands, he only had one defender on him, but by the time it got to him, there was two defenders on him, so somebody peeked back because they crushed on him.
We're inside of 30 seconds, time remaining fourth quarter, 54-0 to Sales. Fourth down, long yardage for Mapton at its 35-yard line, and here comes the rush. He gets away from Ferraro, does carry on, near sideline, he's to the 40, 45, taken out of bounds, shoved out of bounds near side by Sam Kolb. He will pick up good yardage on the play. He will pick up 14 yards, down to 2 seconds on the clock. Whistles blow, and they will run out the clock. The clock hits triple zero, and this ball game has come to a conclusion. And the DeSales Irish improve their unblemished record on this 2025 season to 7-0. The Irish tonight shutting out the Mapton Vikings by a final score of 54-0. Coming up next, the Herald's Powerback postgame show after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again in Mapton, along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia. The DeSales Irish improved to 7-0 on this 2025 football season. The Irish tonight shutting out the Mapton Vikings by a final score of 54-0. We now welcome you to our postgame show, presented by our good friends Adam Edwards and DeSales alum Dave Ron at Harold's Power Vac, serving the Valley since 1968. Call 529-2088 for your Power Vac needs. Harold's Power Vac, 520 Russet Road in Walla Walla. We begin our Harold's Power Vac postgame show with the recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game. And Steve, we had a little discussion during the last timeout period, and I'm thinking that Hudson Hall gets the call tonight for our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game. He had 2.5 sacks in the contest and caused all kinds of havoc in the Vikings' backfield.
Yeah, and I'm sure he impressed his number a couple times into their numbers. And those uniforms are stained forever. He hit them hard. Holy cow. He manhandled some people in there. And just missing the field for the last 2 weeks. He's been out, and he missed a little walk time and enjoyed it. So
for his efforts tonight, which also included a forced fumble, Hudson Hall is recognized as our Eric Kimball, CPA, Player of the Game, and they're whooping it up on the far sideline. The cheerleaders whooping it up on the far sideline as the team joins in on the DeSales fight song. Yes, indeed. Cheer. Cheer for DeSales High. We do our best and never say die. Yes, we fight for the green and gold, and we never turn our team down cold. Yes, my friends, schools fight. When all things go black, we help put the game in the sack. And when the game is in the bag, it's cheer, cheer for old DeSales. Rah, rah. To the tune of 54-0. And now we continue our Harold's Power Vac postgame show with final statistics presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential roofing, commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Final statistics for DeSales. In the rushing department, Cohen Wood, a carry for 12 yards. Caleb Perkle, 4 for 36. Caleb Bingham, 4 for 25. Tice Wood, 3 carries in the game for 40 yards. Sam Kolb with 2 carries for 13 yards. The Irish with 11. Edward Jones, Hammer, and Hank Warden first downs. 6 rushing, 5 passing. Irish did lose a fumble in this contest tonight. Cohen Wood in the passing department went 6-for-9 for 124 yards and 4 touchdowns. Now 32 touchdown passes on the season and 74 for his Irish career. And how about little brother Tice? 2-for-3 in the game for 35 yards and 2 touchdowns in the second half of play. A couple of receptions for Jason Guest for 41 yards and 2 touchdowns. Tice Wood, 2 grabs for 55 yards and a touch. Maddox Phelan with a carry, or reception, I should say, for 8 yards. It carried for 8 yards. Malachi Raymond, 1 catch for 20 yards and a touchdown. And Ben Garcia, 2 receptions, 35 yards and 2 touchdowns here tonight. The Irish penalized 4 times in the game for 22 yards. DeSales did not punt in tonight's football game. For the Mabton Vikings, negative rushing yards for Mabton, negative 30 yards rushing. The Irish came up with a half dozen sacks in the ball game. Mabton with just 1 Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. They did lose 1 fumble. Carry on in the passing department, 1-for-4 for 0 yards. And that completion went to Amezcua late in the fourth quarter. The Vikings, 2 penalties for 22 yards. Mabton punted 3 times in the ballgame for an average of 26 yards per kick. Those were our final statistics. They were presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential roofing, commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. And Steve, we got the big one coming up next week.
Yeah, lucky them. They get to play us, is the way I choose to look at it. But yeah, we have Liberty Christian next week at home. So let's hope that that makes a difference, because we've had some tough games in Richland against them guys. So let's hope we can put it to them. And we gave some kids some rest this week, and let's go for the big one.
That's going to do it for our post-game show from Mabton. It was presented by our good friends Adam Edwards and DeSales alum Dave Ron at Harold's Powervac, serving the Valley since 1968. Call 529-2088 for your Powervac needs. Harold's Powervac, 520 Russet Road in Walla Walla. Next week, the DeSales Irish will close out the regular season at Ty Baffney Field. They'll be taking on number 1-ranked Liberty Christian. Airtime 6:30. We'll have a kickoff for you next Friday night from Ty Baffney Field at 7 o'clock. And as we wrap things up here this evening, we are going to get you some thank yous. First of all, a thank you to Mabton Athletic Director Jason Morrow for providing us a broadcast location here at Mabton High School. We appreciate it. Also want to thank all of the good people in Walla Walla Catholic Schools for their support of our broadcast, including Principal John Lesko and Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine. Also want to thank our in-studio engineer Gabe Fazzari for another great job at the controls. Of course, want to thank all of our great sponsors who make these broadcasts possible. And finally, a big thank you to each and every one of you in Irish Nation for your support and for your tuning in to our broadcast here tonight. For my broadcast partner, Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia telling you one final time, the DeSales Irish in Southeast 1B football action here this evening defeat the Mabton Vikings by a final score of 54-0. The Irish improve their undefeated record on the season to 7-0. It is now time to return you to the studios of your home for Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2. And from Mabton, Washington, for Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia, wishing each and every one of you in Irish Nation, in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.